It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Several hundred people gathered peacefully at the Colorado Capitol Sunday to continue protests over the death of George Floyd, who died in police custody in Minneapolis. Warren Harris, who is African-American, said he doesn't support the violence that has accompanied recent protests in Denver, but he says he can understand people's anger.
My heart races every time I pass by a cop car or a cop car just pass me, you know. That's how bad it is, you know. I shouldn't be afraid.
Harris said he hopes people and police officers can come together and demand an end to violent policing. Colorado's lead federal prosecutor says violent agitators who have hijacked the powerful message of protest could be charged with federal crimes. The U.S. Attorney General has authorized prosecutors, including Colorado U.S. Attorney Jason Dunn, to bring federal charges against people who are arrested for looting and starting fires. 2 months after the CARES Pandemic Relief Act was signed into law, many small business owners say they need more federal help. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
On a call with Senator Michael Bennett, Colorado business owners talked about the continuing challenges caused by the pandemic. Hotel owners are facing cancellations. Restaurants and breweries have capacity limits. Len Vlahos co-owns Tattered Cover Bookstore in Denver. He says some owners feel pressure to reopen when it doesn't make sense.
Our customers like to linger. They like to touch everything. We make our money by hosting large-scale events.
Vlahos says he's intrigued by Bennett's bipartisan Restart proposal, a loan program that would help businesses cover certain costs over the next 6 months. Bennett says he'll push to include it in the next congressional aid package. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Money from a new Denver sales tax is helping fund college and technical education for some high school graduates. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The money was doled out Friday for the first time to organizations that are helping more than 1,800 graduates go on to college or technical school. Stephen Kurtz, chairman of the Prosperity Denver Fund, says half of DPS students go on to post-secondary programs, but only a quarter graduate 6 years later.
What's really more important is providing them with the support services and the support to help them actually graduate.
Residents pay just under a penny more on every $10 purchase for the tax, which passed in 2018. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Metro area highs will get above 90 this afternoon. 90s in Pueblo and Grand Junction. This is CPR News.